Thank you all for being here this morning. Today I'm going to talk about my work revising the Braconid subfamily Euphorhinae. The Euphorhinae is a subfamily within Braconidae. There are 12 tribes and 53 genera. They're all conobiont endoparasitoids, and that means that the wasps lay their egg within their host, and they're free to live. No, their hosts live freely as the egg develops within. What makes the Euphorhines really interesting is that they attack both larval and adult hosts. This is really rare biology for parasitoids. Typically, they do not attack adult hosts. And what's really interesting is that this group attacks seven different orders of hosts. So the current state of their classification is been proposed by most recently by Shaw, and this work's a little bit older, but it's focusing on morphology and did a really good job of forming a tribal and generic group relationships. However, it has some issues, and further problems have occurred since this revision, where there have been a number of genera that have been described based simply on exaggerated features, and also there's been a lot of rearrangements proposed that are not based on testable phylogenies. So, the subfamilies Agnomiinae, Neuroneuriinae, Senoceliinae, Meteorinae, and Menocheria have all had various placements in molecular analyses of Braconidae, and they've been included or excluded at various analyses within the Euphorhines. So, the objectives of my research is to test the monophyly of the Euphorhinae. I'm looking at the monophyly of the Euphorhinae and the tribes and genera within it, but for the purpose of today's talk and for time, I'm going to focus mostly on the Euphorhinae and the tribes. I also want to test the evolutionary transitions of host associations using ancestral state reconstruction. I have three genes that I've included in my analysis, which aligned come to about 3,000 base pairs. The ribosomal genes were aligned with secondary structure models, and cytochrome oxidase was aligned with Clustal X. I did both parsimony and Bayesian analyses, and for the purpose of today's talk, I'm only going to discuss the results of the Bayesian. And I used mesquite for the ancestral state reconstruction. So my sampling, I included 9 of the 12 tribes, 36 of the 53 genera, and the missing taxa are generally tribes and genera that are monotypic. So this is a simplified tree of the Bayesian of the Bayesian results here on the left. And you can see with the red dot, it indicates nodes with greater than 90% posterior probability. Now there are two things that I want to point out about this slide. You can see that there is a lack of basal resolution. But however, there is a monophyletic Euphorhinae when you include the subfamilies Agnomiinae, Neuroneuriinae, Meteorinae, Senoceliinae, and the genus Menocheria. Now looking at the existing classification, as this is returned on the Bayesian analysis on the left, the tribe Euphorhinae was returned paraphyletic, as well as Paralatini. However, the Neuroneuriinae and Centuritini both came out monophyletic and as sister taxa to each other, and this has never been proposed before. It's a very interesting relationship that I'm going to get into a little bit later. The Dinocampini and Cosmophorini were returned paraphyletic. They came out in a monophyletic group here, but it includes those two tribes as well as some of what has been placed in Euphorhinae. The Meteorinae and Senoceliinae both were returned monophyletic and a sister taxa to each other. And this grouping came out in a polytomy with the genus Menocheria and Centistini. So, the lack of monophyly for the tribes under the current classification system is likely due to groupings with genera, tribal classifications based on genera with poor morphological definitions, as well as taxonomic schemes that are quite variable. Now, for instance, this group here with the brown box is the genus Aridellus, and that has been included in its own tribe, the Helora morpheni, as well as within the Euphorini. Now, the clade here that's monophyletic, this entire green box, all the genera, including Aridellus, share morphological features, a number of morphological features, that are not in common with a Euphorini up here. And so this is sort of, yes. Okay. Oh, I'm going up instead of further on. Okay, I had a problem there with slides going forward and backward. So today, okay, I have to apologize. This slide here is lit up like the Atlantis Casino. And what I'm trying to show here on the left is how the prior tribal, the current classification system is represented on the Bayesian phylogeny here on the left. Now, I'm proposing a newer classification of monophyletic tribes here on the right, and I'm going to go into these groups. They have some really interesting features that they share in common, particularly with host associations. So this is the same phylogeny with the characters mapped on it for the host associations. And the first, so the first group here, the Euphorini. This entire clade parasitizes adult Hemiptera, sometimes nymphs as well. There is a secondary transition here in the purple to parasitizing Socoptera. The Paralatini attack and utilize hosts of adult Coleoptera. The Helora morpheni is a tentative group right now. There are two monophyletic groups. The group in the red parasitize adult Neuroptera, and the group in green parasitize adult Hemiptera, particularly stink bugs, Pentatomidae, and Gnabids. So the Neuronarini and Centritini come out monophyletic and sister taxa to each other. Now this is really interesting. It shows a single transition to parasitizing adult Hymenoptera. The Neuronarini parasitize worker ants, and the Centritini parasitize bees in the genus Bombus. The Dinocampini is a group that now composed of groups that were in the Euphorini and as well as the Cosmophorini, and they all parasitize adult beetles. And then the last group includes the Meteorini and Stenocoelini as sister to each other in monophyletic groups. The Meteorini parasitize both larval Coleoptera and Lepidoptera, and the Stenocoelini parasitize larval Coleoptera. The Centestini parasitize adult beetles, and Manocaria is unknown, and so there is some difficulty with the ancestral state reconstruction with the unknown and polymorphic groups with a basal polytomy here. So, in conclusion, my test for the monophyletic Euphorini, they are monophyletic when you include the Meteorini, and the Manocaria, Agnomiani, and Senoceliani. And the current tribal classification needs to be revised to reflect these monophyletic groupings that I've been showing. Looking at the evolutionary transitions in host associations, It's difficult to infer the ancestral states because of basal polytomies. However, these host associations may be useful for distinguishing the tribes, and I've shown a single transition to parasitizing social Hymenoptera. I'd like to thank my advisor, Michael Sharkey, Barb Sharanowski, Ashley Dowling, Eric Chapman, Dickie Yu, and support comes from the University of Kentucky and the National Science Foundation. I'll take any questions. Well, there's the basal polytomy seems to be a difficult area to get at. But within those monophyletic groupings, there are many nodes that are supported by more than 90% Bayesian posterior probability. It may be, but additional analyses that we've been doing at a larger scale in our lab have shown some of these relationships. However, they've shown Cenocelianae to be a basal sister group to the Euphorinae, and that's one result. I'm not certain exactly how that came about. Excuse me? Yes, they have. I'm not sure exactly how to explain that.
They're wrong.
Well, I mean, I'm not going to take an authoritative perspective on this, but I'm just explaining the results.
Okay, thank you very much.